This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. It ranged from fiery outrage to middle-of-the-road ambivalence. We are talking about your overwhelming reaction to the New Yorker magazine cover depicting Barack and Michelle Obama. We received 10 times the usual response to our post about that controversy, and here to tell us about it is Jeffrey Bennett. He's the web producer for News and Notes. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing well, Farai. How are you?
So, for those who haven't seen it, the July 21st issue of The New Yorker shows a cartoon depiction of Barack Obama wearing a turban, robe, and sandals. Michelle has got an afro, combat boots, a gun, an American black flag burns in the fireplace, and that's just for starters. Right. Both of the Obama and McCain campaigns have called it offensive. So summarize the reaction on the blog.
Well, most of the 130-plus people who've commented on our blog already say the magazine missed the mark. People like Jasmine Santee wrote, "I understand the satirical intent, but the execution is extremely poor. And when you get a bad cartoon that skates on the edge of offensive, you give up on satire." And there's this from Terry, who wrote, "Someone finally had the courage to paint a true picture of what we can expect from Obama." Apparently, he's not an Obama supporter. And this from Paul Brook, "People should get over it. Laughing in the face of fear is our best weapon against ignorance. And laughing at our own fear is really a lot more effective than laughing at the opposition's." So here's what Obama had to say about the New York cover. The New Yorker cover last night on CNN's Larry King Live.
Well, I know it was the New Yorker's attempt at satire. I don't think they were entirely successful with it, but you know what? It's a cartoon, Larry. I do think that in attempting to satirize something, they probably fueled some misconceptions about me instead. But that was their editorial judgment. And as I said, it's ultimately it's a cartoon. It's not where the American people are spending a lot of their time thinking about.
Also, last week's big story on our blog was the faux pas by Jesse Jackson, who was caught dissing Barack Obama on a microphone that Jackson thought was turned off. What's the latest news online there?
Well, if you remember when Fox News aired the clip, Bill O'Reilly said there was more that wasn't aired that was, quote, more damaging than what was heard. So yesterday, several left-leaning blogs picked up that East Coast radio host James Entumey reported that Jackson had called Obama the N-word and called him a half-breed, among other things. But late yesterday, the blog TV Newser reported that Fox News shot down that rumor and said that Jackson said no such thing and that they weren't going to air any more of the tape anytime soon. Anytime soon, I guess, being the operative phrase. So who knows when and where this rest of the tape could turn up.
All right. Dot, dot, dot. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He joined me from the studios of NPR West.